Welcome to Alabama AgCast, a weekly conversation about news and issues affecting Alabama farmers and forest landowners. Alabama AgCast is produced by the Alabama Farmers Federation.
We're here at the 4R Nutrient Stewardship Field Day with Trey Cutts of Yara. Trey, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Good to be here.
Great. Tell us what this day is all about.
Yeah, so the 4R Nutrient Stewardship Program is about using fertilizer and crop nutrients in the most efficient way possible. So the 4Rs is based off applying fertilizer at the right place, the right time, with the right source, and at the right rate. That's both to maximize crop productivity, farmer efficiency, but also protect our environment. The 4R concept is managed by the Fertilizer Institute, which is a overall industry organization for the fertilizer industry. So, you know, it really just goes to show that the fertilizer industry really does care about the efficiency and the efficient use of our inputs and making sure that we're being good stewards of the environment.
Excellent. Well, what are some things that that you were hoping to convey to the farmers who attended?
Yeah, it's about probably that they're doing most of the right things already, right? But also that, you know, hey, farming is easy on paper, but in reality, there's lots of different challenges to deal with, whether it's weather, prices, et cetera. So, you know, as much as, you know, it sounds very easy for a farmer to, yeah, do the right thing and follow the 4Rs, there's all sorts of challenges that we underestimate. So it's about bringing a practical reality to some of the concepts and goals that we have with sustainability and efficient use of inputs. What's that balance for farmers to maintain their productivity, maintain their livelihoods, but also make sure that, you know, they're being as efficient as possible with their nutrients.
Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of good back and forth, a farmer panel, and we had some great, some from Extension, from Auburn, from some other organizations. How unique is an event like this?
Sure. Yeah. So the 4R Field Day event is actually a national series of field days that happen across the country. A lot of events happen in the Midwest and other states. But it was recognized within TFI that, hey, we were missing an event in the Southeast. So Auburn and Alabama was high on the priority list as far as having a 4R event like this, both to recognize a lot of the good 4R practices that occur in Alabama, but also, you know, make sure that we're doing our best to progress the farmers in the state. So it's really a great opportunity to have the first 4R event in Alabama for a series that happens nationwide.
Tell us a little bit about Yara and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Yara is a global fertilizer producer. We work in over 60 countries nationwide, and our main role is to make sure that we're producing the crop nutrients that farmers need. A lot of times you don't see our name on things that farmers buy, but we are supplying a lot of that, especially nitrogen fertilizer, to farmers all throughout the United States. But Yara, you know, really takes seriously our role in making sure that we're providing a secure food future for the U.S., but also the world, and the important part that fertilizer plays in that. But also recognizing, hey, we also have a part to play in making sure that we're stewarding the environment in the right way. And Yara is serious about contributing positively to that. And I think our commitment to 4Rs is a really good example of that commitment for us and the industry.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Trey.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good to be here.
My name is Ashley Merritt, and I'm the relationship manager in our enterprise branch. One thing I love about working with Alabama AgCredit is I think now people are really looking for a certain way of life. And I feel like for that, you really need a partner that can see your vision and work with you through it and offer certain products that we are known for offering. a family that I'm working with currently, it's been so nice to see how their journey and dreams have progressed. We started off by financing their first piece of land. They came back and did a cattle loan with us. We've done a line of credit for their farming operation, and now they are finally deciding that, hey, this is where I want my forever home to be. So through our rural home construction product, we can also offer that service to them as well. If you'd like to find out more information on any of these products, please visit and contact your local lender and go to alabamaagcredit.com or call 334-270-8687.
We're here at the E.V. Smith Research Center, and we've been on a tour today talking about soil health. One of the farmers who's attending is one of our good friends, Drew Wendland, with Autauga Farming Company. Drew, how are you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you?
Great. Drew, you decided to attend this field day. What things are you getting from it?
I think we've had pretty good discussion about nutrient stratification, managing phosphorus and nitrogen, and also about placement in row crops.
Were you able to get some new information out of this today?
Yeah, I enjoyed Dr. Prasad's presentation about the specifically phosphorus stratification and how that interacts with the crop production and stuff like that. I think that's some interesting information that definitely is worth looking into some more.
So do you think you might be pulling some or trying something? I noticed you were on the panel today, the farmer panel, and you seem to do quite a bit of research that I don't think a lot of people understand, that farmers are, you know, part chemist, part, you know, they do all this research themselves. But what are some of the aspects that you look at on your farm that might yield better results for you?
You know, I think that pretty much every farmer has this access to information that's just more than you can process. And for me, coming to meetings like this and talking with researchers and other farmers, it's a good way to find out the best ways to put that information to work and kind of what are a few actionable items you can take home to put in your system. And so I really enjoy talking to the other producers here and seeing what ways they manage these same problems that the researchers are looking at. And sometimes if the problem that we're trying to solve is really even a problem.
As far as your operation in Autaugaville, what are some things that you're concerned about coming up, or things that you're trying to get ahead of?
You know, the fertility piece that we're talking about at this meeting is something that's easiest addressed pre-season. So if we can get those variable rate prescriptions put together and get some P&K and pH corrections made pre-plant, that's kind of the easiest way to manage it. Otherwise, it kind of becomes like a reactive approach, and you're more limited with your tools you can use in season. So, you know, working on that plan, getting that together and getting it into place so that we can get started, that's kind of what we'd be working on now.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Drew.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Alabama AgCast. For more information about today's conversation, check out the show notes or visit alphafarmers.org/AgCast. Be sure to follow Alabama Farmers Federation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune in next week for another timely conversation from Alabama AgCast.